For the first time since 2009, Kingston has a dedicated queer bar once again. Announced just after the new year, Bottoms Up officially opened its doors on Saturday, January 3rd, taking over the former University Tavern space in the basement of the Renaissance. I stopped by the bar this week to speak with owner Paul Fortier about this new endeavor.
What made you go, Kingston needs this and we're going to be the ones to do it?
I mean, Dennis, my partner and I, Dennis and I, we've been in Kingston since 1994. We operated the restaurants at Fort Henry, the public house downtown. We've been here at Renaissance for 20 years, including the backyard patio since the pandemic. And this was University Tavern, and we would have dance parties, you know, maybe not every weekend, but at least one dance party a week during the student session. But there's just so much competition for dance parties too, that we found that that crowd was, it was really hard to attract a crowd, even that this much further off of the beaten path from the hub. So we said, well, what can we do with this space? And that's going to be unique. That's going to have a niche market and be something that we're good at doing, because we've been hosting Pride events or events for the LGBT community really since the 90s, at a time when other venues wouldn't do it, because, you know, it was just too controversial, unfortunately, to even think that it should have been controversial. But there were places that wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole 20 years ago, and we were very happy to accommodate, because, I mean, Dennis and I are both part of the gay community and have, and you know, clearly. And we've been around, we've been to gay bars all of our lives, and have been in the food and beverage business for 40 years now. And we said, you know, let's take this space and see. It's been since 2009, since Chez Fufu, I mean, this is well before your time, since Chez Fufu closed. And that was really the last dedicated sort of LGBTQ space that we had in the city. And it was sad to see that close. But, I mean, times change. You know, most clubs and bars, it's, you know, accept anyone, and the gay community is welcome anywhere these days, where they weren't even 25, 30 years ago. But it's still nice to have a space that, you know, is dedicated to your community, where you can really let your hair down and just be yourself. And we're happy to bring one back to Kingston after 20 years almost.
As Forte mentioned, while Kingston has long been home to LGBTQ plus events and inclusive venues, it hasn't had a specifically queer bar since Chez Fufu closed its doors 17 years ago. While rumors of replacements to fill the gap have come and gone over the years, Bottoms Up is the first to make it a reality. Despite only having a few days' notice, the community response was immediate, with around 120 attendees at opening night.
And you got a bit into your opening night there. How was that? And in general, how's the community response been since you opened this past weekend?
You know what? It's been really, really positive. And not just the allies and friends who I've known in the community for many, many years have sent words of, you know, good wishes, hoping that things go well. And it is, you know, it is somewhat controversial. It's a little bit controversial that even in today, in this day, which is unfortunate that that needs to be the case. But still, I said to myself, at this point in my life, I'm happy to bring something with this space at Renaissance and here, Bottoms Up, in the lower salon, to bring it to the community and let's enjoy it. And I really, I'm encouraged at the response we had just with only a few days of advertising that we were opening. Really, no one knew until after New Year's that this was planned. And for on the 3rd of January to have such a strong crowd show up was really, really encouraging.
I was wondering if you could paint a picture of that night a little bit and how it was for you guys.
Well, of course, no one knew what was going to happen. And it wasn't like it was a party by invitation. So we had, you know, a few people would say they're going to come by, but you never know. There was, you know, nothing firm. But right from 7 o'clock, people were coming through the door, and by 8:30, it was a great crowd. And by 10 o'clock, the place was full and people were wanting to dance. And we got the dancing started about 10:30, 10:45. So it was, I was surprised to to be honest. I didn't know what to expect. And the staff as well didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And they were very pleased at the response.
Looking ahead, Fortier says he's optimistic that the momentum will continue, especially with students returning to Kingston after the holiday break and discovering the space for the first time.
Of course, we opened at a time when the students weren't here. You know, there were very few students in the city last weekend. But this weekend, you know, people are coming back. And the next couple of weekends, people are coming back and looking for different experiences, I think, too. And I've already had lots of communications with some young people from the university, from the colleges who are, you know, excited about coming and seeing what the space is all about.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.